Many of our lakes are clogged with Eurasian water milfoil, which can reach more than 10 feet in length and can cover the surface with a thick mat of vegetation. UW research scientist Susan Knight says milfoil is particularly a problem in southern Wisconsin.
Instead of being clear water to swim over or to fish or to boat over, you're going through weeds that are right up there at the surface. It's a real problem. It really interferes with recreation especially.
Knight is in the third year of an experiment involving a tiny native insect, the water milfoil weevil.
A weevil is about an eighth of an inch. The eggs are very tiny. You need strong glasses on or good young eyes. We were adding about 5,000 weevils to these beds. Each bed is roughly about half an acre.
When the eggs hatch, the larvae feast on the milfoil. Susan Knight says it could be an alternative to the commonly used herbicide 2,4-D, which has been approved by the EPA, but which can also kill other plants in a lake's ecosystem.
There's so many unknowns with the chemical. We don't know if there are some organisms that are being affected that aren't actually being tested for, and we don't know what the long-term effects are, and some of these lakes are being treated year after year after year. The biological control, especially this one, is native, so it's hard to imagine anything really going wrong.
Some lakefront homeowners have started to raise their own weevils in the hope that they can help control the milfoil. Tests so far are inconclusive. At the UW Trout Lake Research Station, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.